Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature karaoke mixed Motown songs. We'll hear from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Jackson 5, the Marvelettes, the Miracles, Marvin Gaye, the Isley Brothers, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and the Elgins, all coming up this half hour. Well, the first song we'll hear this half hour is Junior Walker and the All-Stars' What Does It Take to Win Your Love, with the lead vocals removed. Well, Junior Walker was born in Blytheville, Arkansas, and he grew up in South Bend, Indiana. His unmistakable saxophone style was the anchor for the band's great sound. Well, the other original members of the group were drummer James Graves, guitarist Willie Woods, and keyboardist Vic Thomas. Well, Junior Walker's career began when he developed his own group at the age of 14, and in the mid-1950s, the group was called the Jumping Jacks. His longtime friend Billy Nix, the drummer, started his own group called the Rhythm Rockers. Well, periodically, Nix would sit in on Jumpin' Jack shows, and Walker would sit in on the Rhythm Rockers shows. Well, Nix obtained a current gig permanently at a local television station in South Bend, Indiana, and asked Junior Walker to join him and his keyboard player Fred Patton. Well, shortly after, Nix would ask Willie Woods, a local singer, to join the group, and the Junior Walker and the All-Stars group was formed. Well, here is the great sax of Junior Walker, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, right here on Motown Memories.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Oh,
of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Marvelettes, Don't Mess With Bill. Before that, number one song by the Jackson 5, ABC. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars without the lead vocals on What Does It Take to Win Your Love. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we continue to feature songs that were mixed specifically for karaoke singing, and we are featuring some songs that have the lead vocals removed. Well, coming up, a great signature tune from The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson. However, we will eliminate Smokey Robinson's vocals from this great song, Mickey's Monkey. Well, Mickey's Monkey was a 1963 song recorded by The Miracles on the Tamla record, a Motown record subsidiary. One of the group's most powerful singles, it was written and produced by Motown's main songwriting team of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland. Well, this was unusual, as most Miracles songs were composed by the group themselves. Described by Miracles lead singer Smokey Robinson as one of the greatest records ever in life, Mickey's Monkey was a Billboard Top 10 smash hit, reaching number 8 on the chart, and a Top 10 rhythm and blues hit as well, reaching number 3. It was also the Miracles' third million-selling record in as many years. At the Shop Around in 1961, and You Really Got a Hold of Me in 1962, which we heard during the last half hour. Well, here is Mickey's Monkey. Listen to the great band the Funk Brothers doing the instrumentals right here on Motown Memories.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two. Thank you.
email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Continue with Tom Fowler.
Isley Brothers with the only top 40 song on the Motown record label, This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You. Before that, a great number one song by Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. And we started with Mickey's Monkey with The Miracles, but without the lead singing of Smokey Robinson. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs that were specifically mixed for karaoke singing, and we are featuring one more song coming up with the lead vocals removed. That song is the first number one song and the only number one song the Miracles had up until this time with Smokey Robinson, The Tears of a Clown. Well, it was an odd twist of fate that gave the Miracles this first number one song, The Tears of a Clown. It was recorded on a 1967 album called Make It Happen. Well, Stevie Wonder and Henry Crosby had written the instrumental track, but were unhappy with the lyrics that they wrote for it, as Stevie was going to record himself. Well, they asked Smokey Robinson to take the track and see if he could come up with a new set of lyrics. Well, the sound of a calliope in the instrumental made Smokey think of a clown, and he wrote new lyrics based on that theme. Well, here is The Tears of a Clown, co-written with Stevie Wonder and Henry Crosby and Smokey Robinson, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
Allergens with Heaven Must Have Sent You. And we started with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, actually without Smokey Robinson, with no lead vocals, The Tears of a Clown. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. For the last hour, we featured songs that were specifically mixed for karaoke singing, and we featured six songs with the lead vocals removed. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all the famous Motown artists you've come to know and love, including those featured on this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.